Okay, so John von Neumann developed a computer design that is widely used today, and it's the one that's known as the John von Neumann architecture. Basically, what happens here is that the instructions and the data to be processed are stored in a single shared memory, and they are transmitted from the memory to the CPU, where they are to be processed via one bus. So what this means is that only one instruction can be executed at a time because they share a bus, okay? Via one bus from the main memory to the CPU. So von Neumann's computer has it has inputs and outputs, inputs like the keyboard and outputs like the monitor, the speaker or whatever, and it has the CPU, which has a control unit, arithmetic logic unit, and some five registers that we'll look at. And now the last thing it has is it then has a memory unit, and the memory unit here is like RAM, okay? The RAM, that's an example of the memory unit. So that's John von Neumann's computer. And remember, it has, here are some points to note about John von Neumann's computer design. The von Neumann architecture, that is. One is that both data and instructions are stored in the primary memory or the main memory, okay? So both the data and instructions are stored in primary memory or main memory. It's the same thing. Primary and main is the same thing. What is it? It's just memory that is directly accessible by the computer. So in the case that a program is being executed, then the computer or the processor needs to have direct access to where the instructions and the data are, okay? So, and this can only be in the primary memory. In the secondary memory, like hard drive, then the permanent memory, that is, in the permanent memory like hard drive, it is slower because the computer does not have direct access to that. But in the primary or main memory, the computer has direct access, okay? So that is an advantage. So in von Neumann, both the data and the instructions are stored in the primary memory. And they're stored in binary form, as you all know, that the computer only understands binary. And also, they are executed sequentially, as in one after the other. Why? Because they share the bus, okay? So the bus that takes the data from the memory to the processor is only one. So they can only execute one instruction at a time. The other thing is that only after the instruction has been executed does the computer or does the next instruction get fetched, okay? So if the instruction being executed is done being decoded and executed, then the next instruction is fetched, okay? So remember, I said the von Neumann computer has the input and output. It has the CPU. The CPU has the control unit, the arithmetic logic unit, and registers. Now, after the CPU, it has what's called the memory unit. And the memory unit is just RAM. Okay, so data is loaded into RAM so that during the fetch execute cycle, it can be accessed directly, and that would enable faster processing. So in the next episode, I'll look at the fetch execute cycle, the five registers, and how they work. Now let's look at the five registers that are found in the CPU. One is the program counter, which is the PC. Two, memory address register, MAR. Three, MDR, memory data register. Four, CIR, current instruction register, and five, accumulator ACC or AC. Now, What are these registers for? What do they do? Now, registers are basically fast, okay? Temporary storage devices where, say, if we want to execute the instruction really, really fast, data is temporarily put in these registers, okay? So that there is faster processing, okay? So that there is faster processing. Now, this processing cycle is known as the fetch execute cycle. And it's taken seriously by von Neumann computers. Now, the PC, which is the first register, the program counter, it holds the instruction for the, it holds the address for the next instruction to be fetched. Okay. It holds the address for the next instruction that is going to be fetched and executed. That is the PC. And the MAR holds the address in the main memory from which the instruction is to be fetched. The instruction is fetched right now, currently, or data is to be transmitted. So in the MAR, the address in the main memory that data is being copied from or data is written to is in the MAR. In the PC is the address for the next instruction. In the MAR is the address for the current, okay? The current instruction being executed. So either the address of the instruction that is being executed or the address to which data is to be copied to. Now, the MDR is the memory data register. It then holds the data that is going to be copied to the address in the MAR, or it holds the instruction that has been copied from the address in the MAR. Now, the CIR is the current instruction register. So we've talked about three registers so far: program counter, memory address register, memory data register. Now we're at the current instruction register. This holds the instruction that is being executed. So say in the memory data register, was the digit one, because let's say digit one was found in the address in MAR. Now, one is in MDR. CIR will then have the instruction of what is to be done to that one. Say, add one to the address or to the data in MDR. So the instruction is to add one to what? To the data in the MDR. So the CIR, the current instruction register, holds the current instruction that is being executed. Now, the accumulator is the intermediate storage place for ALU results, which is arithmetic logic unit. So the accumulator, before I'll explain, let me explain the arithmetic logic unit and the control unit. So the CPU has the arithmetic logic unit, the control unit, and registers, okay? That's the CPU. Now, the arithmetic logic unit does the arithmetics, okay? It executes the data, okay? If it's to add, it does the adding, okay? And also, it makes the logic, it's called arithmetic slash logic unit. It does the logical decisions of the computer. Say, is it a yes or is it a no, okay? Like for Boolean. It does that. So the logical decision for the computer, it also does that. Now the control unit controls the operations of the arithmetic logic unit and the operations of the registers. Okay. It's the one that does the decoding bit. Okay. It's the one that does the decoding bit to decode the instruction and tell, and now it'll put in the current instruction register. Okay. So the current instruction register will have the instruction. The control unit will perform that instruction. It will decode the instruction. If the instruction is to add, that the control unit will check in the current instruction register. It will see that there is to be an addition. What it does, it then tells the arithmetic logic unit to do the addition. So it's the one that is controlling the activities of the CPU. Now, so I'd say the CPU has the control unit, arithmetic logic unit, and the registers. So now we're looking at the final register, which is the fifth register, which is the accumulator. The accumulator holds the intermediate result of the arithmetic logic unit. Say we are in the middle of an operation. Now the arithmetic logic unit has just been told to add 7 to whatever it is. If it's a 5 that was in the MDR, the accumulator has been told to add 7. Now we have a 12. But then the cycle is going to repeat. So instead of the answer 12, okay, going to the main memory, where it would then be taken and put in the program counter and the process restarts, what happens is the accumulator stores the results, okay? So that if the results are to be needed for the next cycle, then they are easily accessible, okay? Instead of them going to the RAM, where they will need to then be transported back for the next cycle. You understand? Now, so let's just go through the five registers. There's the program counter, memory address register, memory data register, current instruction register, and the accumulator. Now the PC says it holds the instruction, the address of the next instruction to be fetched. Okay, the next instruction to be fetched. The MAR, on the other hand, just doesn't hold the address of the instruction because it might not be an instruction that is being executed. Maybe it's something that needs to be copied to the main memory. So the memory address register holds the address in the main memory to which data is to be transferred to, or an instruction is to be transferred from. So if it's an instruction, then it's going to be transferred from the memory unit, okay, to the current instruction register, and that is in the that address from which that instruction is going to be taken and the data will be taken is in the MAR. Okay, if we want to copy something to the main memory, then the address to which we want to copy something will be in the MAR. The MDR holds the data that is found in the address, okay, the data that is found in the address in MAR, or the data that is going to be transferred to the address in MAR. The CIR holds the current instruction that is being executed. Are we adding? Are we subtracting? Are we multiplying? What are we doing? The accumulator is the intermediate storage of arithmetic logic unit results. Okay, so that is all you need to know. Now let's look at the next episode. I'm going to look at how the fetch execute cycle will be carried during the five using the five registers. Goodbye for now. Okay, so before we look at an example of the fetch execute cycle, let me just go with you through the buses. Okay, buses are the line of communication, okay, between the main memory and the registers and the arithmetic logic unit and control unit. So it's like the channel of communication between the CPU and the main memory, or the memory unit, the CPU and the memory unit. Now, what happens is we have three types of buses, okay? So data or information or instructions are transferred via buses. We could have we have the control bus, the data bus, and the address bus. Now, the address bus is used when the program counter is sending an address to the memory address register, because these two registers store addresses, okay? The program counter and the memory address register, these two registers store addresses. The program counter stores the address of the next instruction to be fetched. Then the memory address register stores the address that is being used at that particular time. So if data, now in the memory address register, it would have the address to which data is going to be written to, or the address from which an instruction is to be taken from. Now, that, so in sending of the address bus is used. Now, When is the control, the data bus used? Data bus is used when the data that is in the address in MAR, so the address in MAR is an address that is in the main memory. So the address in MAR, if it's a house, the house would be in the main memory. Okay. So it would have the address of the house that is in the main memory. This address, the data in that address in the main memory is then taken from the main memory to the data register, memory data register. So how is it taken from the main memory or from, say, the RAM to the memory data register? It's taken via the data bus, okay? The data bus is the one that is used to transfer data from the main memory to the memory data register, or from the memory data register to the main memory, if data is to be copied to the main memory. Now, the control bus is just used by the control unit to control the operations of all these things. So the control unit sends signals via the control bus, okay, for the controlling of the operations in the whole von Neumann architecture, okay? So those are the three. Now let's look at an example of the fetch execute cycle. Now we could have stage one where we have an address in the program counter, because this is the address of the next instruction to be fetched. Okay, now we want to fetch the instruction. What do? We load the address into the memory address register, okay? So the address is then loaded via the address bus into the memory address register. Now, what happens when we've transferred the address into the memory address register? We then increment the address in the program counter by one. As in, we add, okay, we go to the next address that we are going to perform after we are done with this cycle. So we increment the data, the address in the program counter. Now, we now have different addresses in the program counter and in the memory address register. Then what happens? Data that is in the address that is found in the memory address register is transferred to the memory data register, or data in the memory data register is then written to the address in the memory address register. Okay. Now, what would happen? So if, say, the memory data register now holds the data found in the address in MAR, or that it holds the data that is to be copied to the address in MAR. Now, the CIR, the current instruction register, what we then have is that data is sent via the address bus. I've already looked at that. So what would then happen is we'd have the instruction, okay, being decoded and executed, now being held by the CIR. So the CIR now holds the instruction that is being fetched, that is being decoded, and executed. Okay, that instruction is now held by the CIR, and the processed results are stored in the accumulator. So the CIR will now hold the instruction, and what would happen is the control unit would now decode that instruction and tell the arithmetic logic unit to perform the execution of that instruction. When it's done, the results are then stored in the accumulator. It's an intermediate storage for ALU results, remember. And then what happens? Repeat. We restart. So now the new program that is now in the program counter is then loaded into the memory address register, and the program counter's address is incremented by one again. So that is how the fetch execute cycle happens. Hopefully you've had a rough understanding of this von Neumann architecture.